Well, you all set for your big Thanksgiving dinner? Got the table all planned out, the turkey bought and thawing in the pantry? You know, if you plan a good dinner just right, chances are there's not much that can go wrong, really. That is until you sit down to eat and Uncle Frank scrapes his fork across his china plate and it makes everybody's eye teeth ache. It sounds like that. Our screeching brakes or fingernails on the blackboard make me feel like I'm chewing on tinfoil. And I know that I'm not alone. Barry McKinnon is an acoustical technician, and he went so far as to put his expertise to use to try and find out why these sounds bug us so much. I've got him in the studio right now. Hi, Barry.
Hello there.
First of all, can you explain in layman's terms what it is you do for a living?
I work for an acoustical consulting and sound system design firm.
Uh-huh.
So we do measurements of acoustical spaces, design of acoustical spaces, design of sound systems, and measurements of sound systems.
Okay, now what experience led you to doing the experiment in question here?
Well, it actually started on a Thanksgiving weekend, I think it was 1992, when I was at a Thanksgiving dinner, and somebody made the social faux pas of having their fork skitter across the plate. And everybody at the table had their hair standing straight up on end.
Including you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I thought, I actually have the equipment to measure that. I could find out what it is that makes that so uncomfortable to listen to.
So tell us how you did that, in layman's terms, please.
Well, I believe it was the next day, which was probably the rainy Monday of the Thanksgiving weekend, and went into the office and into the lunchroom, found three different kinds of plates and five different kinds of forks, sat them down, and a highly technical situation on the lunchroom table, and set about just seeing if I could replicate consistently the sounds, and then set up some test equipment to actually measure the spectral content of those sounds.
Spectral content.
Yes, this is what's known as a fast Fourier transform analyzer.
Uh-huh.
It's actually what looks like a very, very old laptop for very large people. And it's basically built-in computer with a set of specialized filtering in it.
Okay, and this tells you what, the sound spectrum?
The sound spectrum and also the waveform, that oscilloscope display that was made popular by Outer Limits.
Okay.
Way back when. So you get to see both the wave shape and the spectral content at the same time. And then I took a very sensitive measurement microphone, capable of measuring frequencies from DC to light, basically, and set it up close to the plate surface. And then developed through trial and error, a method of consistently getting an angle that would get consistent sounds out of the plate-to-fork interface.
Boy, am I glad I wasn't there.
Well, I was wearing hearing protection at the time. And just set about trying to replicate the sound of the fork screeching
across. I see that you have a fork in your hand and some plates before you.
Yes, and luckily three different forks, substantially different strength systems.
That's why you've been smirking all morning, isn't it? Because you knew you were going to do this on the air. You're gonna scrape the fork on the plate.
Give you a little sample of this. So this is a fork with fairly long tines. If we look at
let's get some variation.
A dessert fork here, or a salad fork.
Oh, right down the spine.
And
a third fork. How would you describe that fork, Barry?
Well, this one's a fairly heavy stamping, and the tines are actually of different lengths, which is interesting. Hmm.
Okay, you made your point. What do you learn from that?
Well, after looking at all the measurements, no surprise, it's much like listening to somebody, well, actually, it's almost exactly like listening to four violins trying to play in unison, because each of the tines vibrate in much the same fashion as a violin string. And as a famous conductor, and I can't remember his name at this point, said, you either have one violin or many.
So if you did like 100 forks, it wouldn't bother us. I don't want to.
We could try that.
Test here, no.
What happens is we're really very fond of harmonic sounds, and most of these are very non-harmonic.
But you'd think there'd be a lot more non-harmonic sounds in the daily life. It seems to come down to a lot that has lots to do with steel on plates or steel on steel.
Well, and in fact, many of the sounds you describe, nails on a blackboard, bus brake squealing, which I think should be a capital offense, all of those are very non-harmonic and tend to be very chaotic.
But why does it bug us so much? I mean, it puts some people in spasms.
It just seems to be possibly a holdover from listening to saber-toothed tiger nails on stones behind you.
Do you think that's what it might be, some kind of an atavistic thing that goes way back to the cave days?
It would be interesting to get a...
Because it does galvanize you, doesn't it?
Galvanize would be a good word. Yeah, like chewing on galvanized metal. it really is something that seems to be fundamental, that we prefer harmonic intervals to sounds if we're going to listen to it and not cringe.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you really want to minimize the chance of ruining a dinner engagement, then the best thing is to have heavy fork stampings and thick tines and plates that are extremely smooth.
So, Barry, is there a Nobel Prize in this for you?
I don't think there's a Nobel Prize, but I have thought that possibly there, you know, with a little creative grant writing, one might actually get a fair bit of cash from somebody to investigate further.
So, got any plans for Thanksgiving this year, Barry?
Yes, I do. Mostly involving hearing protection.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in and making what hair I have left stand on end.
You're very welcome.
Okay. And could you take your plates and forks with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's Barry McKinnon. He works for MC Squared System Design Group here in Vancouver.